Welcome to Building Wins Live with host, the hybrid road warrior himself, Randy Chafee, and producer-director Wes Wyatt.
Whether we're talking about sales, marketing, tech, or industry news, we want to bring you the best tips, tricks, and info to build wins.
Now, let's get to the show.
Happy New Year to Wes. What do you think?
That's almost birthday one, if that works.
That's right. You get your party favor and your pointy hat.
Yeah, I do. I keep those around all year, though. So, but
I was going to ask if you had your noisemaker, but I didn't want you to make a joke about the Dixie trick. So.
No. Yeah. I have to get through several days before I travel. We don't want to do that.
I have one of those, too.
So, yeah, okay. Yeah. But, hey, man, can you believe, just a few days ago, we did Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and talked about how blessed we were with all of our friends that we've got to meet, guests and audience, and it's here at the end of the year. And what do you see the end of the year as excited, happy? How do you see the end of the year? Because a lot of people hate to have the year end. Other people can't wait for it to end. I can tell you, and I want to hear what you think, but I know I'm just always look at it as blessed to have had another great year and extremely excited about what the new one brings. How about you?
I think two things. One, how blessed I am to be here for another day always, but obviously, the year is included in that. But the other thing too, Randy, is that, we always talk about doing what you love and loving what you do.
Right.
When I started working for myself, and I'm not saying this is like a nah to anybody that doesn't have this, but I honestly feel like every day is Christmas, or New Year's. I mean, I don't really, I guess I don't look forward to the holidays the way that I used to, because I don't have that working for the weekend kind of a mentality. The hump day, all that stuff that we used to talk about. Now we say no humps, and we say, that every day, like for example, I don't remember who it was. I think it was one of our buddies, Eric Bam. It put out a message that people are talking about, being away for a certain amount of time, this time of year, that it's worthless to get out there and talk. And I think that, these days, other than actual Christmas and New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, I mean, there's still people that are plenty interested, and going Absolutely. Out there and building wins and getting after the last of the month. I mean, just because you've hit your quotas doesn't mean that you stop. I mean, a boxer, after he hits somebody in the face really good, doesn't stop. He finishes the job.
He finishes the job, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, so you may have a knockout on December 14th and say, well, I've already hit my commission and, I'm going to be kind of lackadaisical. That's a bad attitude, because it's one of those things that we've talked about this in many episodes together and offline. There's that famous picture of Michael Phelps swimming, right. And he's looking at the wall and the guy's looking at him next to him. And it was a thousandth of a second that he beat him by. And it's because that guy was looking at his opponent rather than victory.
Exactly.
I feel like, what if one of your deals falls through that you thought was the home run, and it would have been those 2 weeks that would have helped you? Ben Gay, that we just saw, talked to us about the fact that when him and Earl, him and Zig were going, against each other for the year, the prize, they didn't even know it, but it was head of the prize was being president of the company. And, Zig was having a celebration party and, Ben was having an opportunity meeting.
Exactly.
And it quite literally was the meeting that put him over the top.
Exactly.
I didn't mean to give you such a long answer, Randy, but I look at every day as a day to win. And when I wake up and I have my beloved oxygen habit, I already know I have.
Well,
that really is it.
Exactly. And that's so well said, because as we've talked, if you're building all kinds of wins, and it's not just sales wins, you're just business wins, but it's every type of win in your life, you're just out there enjoying at least some part of your life every day. Every day is not, roses, right? There's issues in personal life. There's issues in health. There's issues in your work. There's days that complain flat suck, right? but that's just a day. That's, you know, we can't allow, we talked about this before, 20 minutes of suck to become 20 days or 20 weeks or 20 months or 20 years. That we have to avoid, right? It's a moment in time. You get through it. And if you're building wins, I say if you're a win builder and that's your mentality, you got all these other wins going on. So we have to learn to segregate that a little bit and say, okay, that deal fell through at the last minute and boy, that sucks. But there's other deals if we're working and we're engaged. And there's also, we get to go home to the family. We get to go out to dinner with friends this evening. There's other wins, right? So you just got to keep piling them on there and not allow, you know, one point in time to change our whole life. Because as we've taught many times, Martha Beck, an author we both like, the way you do anything is the way you do everything. And if all we're doing is to circle back is just waiting for that weekend, waiting for that 4 days off, waiting for that 2 weeks of vacation. Of course, we all want that stuff and we should look forward to it and we should build the momentum towards those fun things. But what about the whole rest of the year, just getting up every day and going and doing what you love or as much as you can, right? That's you're missing so much if we don't. And that's the long version of that one. So you got a long version, I got a long version. But I'll say that.
I do thoroughly enjoy the holidays, Randy. I don't want you to say that I'm not like being a curmudgeon. I enjoy Halloween. I enjoy, you know, Christmas. I enjoy Easter and 4th of July and all the, you know, the fanfare around the holidays. It's just, you know, I years ago, even before I worked for myself, I bought the domain name and the started kind of building around the concept of New You Day as mm-hmm. opposed to New Year's Day. And right. the reason why was because so many people would have this, I'll wait till Monday or I'll wait till right. the kid go back to school or I'll wait till after the weekend or which is Monday. You know, but the worst one of all, I always said was, you know, waiting until New Year's, because you get these like lofty goals and ideas and what you call resolution. And then you go through and if you haven't hit it in like, let's say you go 2 weeks and I know you just got done with 75 hard, you know, imagine getting all the way up to, you know, say 74 and you had a misstep. Now there's nothing wrong with having to go back and start fresh, but a lot of people will go, all right, that's it. I'm done.
Yeah.
And they leave. Yeah. So the New You Day idea is instead of saying, okay, I've messed up and now I'm just going to, you know, chalk that up one, you know, for next year as something to do, have that instant reset, get back on the horse. And then that way, you know, you combine that Jeff Olson slight edge concept of it doesn't seem to make a difference in the act of doing it, but compounded by time makes all the difference in the world. So if you can string more disciplines together than you do errors in judgment, then if you have that instant reset, you know, a couple missteps and you're back on the horse. You exactly. know, if you decide to just stop and wait until the next year, God only knows how far back you're going to be. So I love that idea of just, you know, it sounds very rose colored glasses, Randy, but like I said, I wake up, I know I got another day and I'm like, hey, there's a lot of people that, you know, we talk about get to and have to, right. you know, you wake up, you flip a switch, you have electricity, you know, hit a faucet, you have water. There's people that don't have either. You know, they wake up in the darkness, they walk, you know, a mile to get, and that's if they're lucky, you know, one way, and you know, they don't have shoes, you know, a lot of times to right. do it. And you know, they're getting water out of a dirty, you know, well, and they think that that's great. You know, mm-hmm. there's probably people, to be honest, that are going to bed on bended knee to have what they have. Yeah. Right, so when we right get on. To do stuff, Randy, instead of, you know, having that mindset of having to, I love the idea that I get to go and pay bills and, you know, do, you know, whatever it is that in the past would have drove me nuts. I mean, yeah, $1,000 vet bill or, you know, with our dog that just passed away or, you know, whatever it may be, I get to do those things. And I love the fact that I get to, because number one, if I didn't, that means I didn't have it. But the other thing is that why burden yourself with that? I have to do stuff. Mentality when, you know, you get to do something that it feels like a present again, you know, like we talked about with our guests. So right. we gave these insanely long answers, but, you know, one of the things that we try to do on this program is build wins. And that, that win mentality is quite literally the very first part of the of building wins. Because if you can't have that feeling, that esprit de corps for life, you're all this other stuff isn't going to happen. Yeah, I mean, exactly. You have to embrace this concept of building wins. Otherwise, you're sad Charlie Brown music, walking around. I don't want to be that guy. I'm more like Snoopy, I want to have that zest for life, And
right.
I love this time of year to answer your question. I don't like to give it a finality. It's the end of the year. I look at it as like every day is the beginning of the year.
Exactly.
I mean, the new chance to go out there and knock the skin off the ball. So
every single day, every time we, like you said, every day we wake up, it's a new chance to do good things. Right.
And the funny thing about this, Randy, is this was supposed to be a 30-second, New Year's wish for everybody.
Well, that's okay. But, for us, 12 minutes or so is pretty fast.
Yeah.
So we like to talk.
Happy New Year, guys.
Yes. Happy New Year. That's all we really wanted to say. We could have done that in about 12 seconds. So if you're still here.
Thank you very, very much for not only watching the show, listening to the show, reading anything about the show, and so far as postings and things that we have, but sharing it and doing the things that you do, because without you guys, we wouldn't have the suggestions for guests or the the wherewithal to know what to talk about. So you're every bit a part of the show as Randy and I are.
Absolutely. And we are, as we sat here today, Wes, we're I believe into mid to end of March with guests booked already, and we've said this a million times, but every day there's just more great guests that pop up that we find out from people or suggestions, like you said. And it's just, it's all that networking, right? And making friends out there everywhere we go. And that's what we do. So listen, hey, Wes, you and the family have a great, incredible New Year. And everybody else out there, thanks so much for all you do. We are blessed to have you. And that's it. Let's go.
All right. Well, to you and yours as well, Randy. And other than that, guys, have a dynamite day. And thank you for being part of Building Wins.
Is this where I blow my noisemaker now?
Sure. Yeah.
If I wish I had one now in my little glasses.
I'll put one in the post.
Okay. All right. All right. Cheers, everybody. Happy New Year.
Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to Building Wins Live.
You can find information on Randy, Wes, our guests, show notes, and anything related to the podcast at buildingwins.live. On behalf of the whole Building Wins team, don't forget, make today your best day ever. Until tomorrow.